Welcome to the LTI Mindtree Master Your MarTech podcast series. MarTech is a rapidly transforming space lying at the intersection of marketing and technology. And today, marketing leaders can't be content with just being masters of marketing. They must understand customer behavior science, technology, data science, regulations, in addition to marketing. In this podcast, we bring in practitioners and researchers from the industry and understand their perspectives and expert insights on the ever-changing MarTech landscape. We shall also explore what's on our clients' minds around the space. Hi, I'm your host, Swati Prusti, Digital Experience and MarTech Consultant with LTI Mindtree's Interactive Practice. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to the first episode of Master Your MarTech series. Today, we are immersing ourselves in a conversation with a couple of experts to know their take on marketing technology for the year 2024. How do they see the space evolving? How is the industry gearing up for it? And what should our clients be doing to stay on top of the game? On our first episode today, we have two guests, Anish Ramani, who heads the Interactive and MarTech Advisory at LTI Mindtree, and Franz Jimmerjma, the founder of MarTech Tribe. Anish is based out of Mumbai and brings with him over 25 years of experience in the IT industry, 18 of those with LTI Mindtree, specializing in advisory and consulting, and having worked with numerous Fortune 500 clients from across the globe. Franz is a leading marketing technology specialist and the founder of MarTech Tribe, which specializes in MarTech research and benchmarking. He is recognized as one of the top 10 MarTech influencers in Europe and is a veritable expert in all things to do with MarTech. Franz also co-produces the very famous MarTech map, an overview of the marketing technology landscape that he has been creating every year for the last 7 years in collaboration with Scott Brinker. Delighted to have you both with us today and eager to engage in an exciting conversation. How are you both doing today?
Hey, Swati. Anish here. Doing great. Franz, welcome to this podcast. It's great to have you on board. A warm welcome from LTI Mindtree team.
Thank you very much, Anish and Swati. Really delighted to be on the show, on the podcast, and looking forward to a good conversation because there is so much happening here.
Franz, you're joining us all the way from Amsterdam. How is the weather there these days? Chilly?
It's pretty chilly today. A week ago, we could do ice skating for a couple of days, but now it's gone again. Yeah, chilly, but I'm warm and cozy inside.
Wow, sounds delightful. And how about a trip to India? Is that on the cards anytime soon?
Not yet, but looking forward to any occasion that surfaces, then I will jump on it and come over.
Yeah, wonderful. This would have been the best time of the year, Franz, to visit India, and we would love to host you at one of our offices. Whenever you visit, look forward.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Looking forward to it, and it's good to know which time is best in the year to visit. But as you know, I can deal with chilly weather or rainy weather, so I'm weatherproof, I would say.
All right, let's dive into the main theme of the podcast now. I'll start with the question of the day. What are the top three trends you see evolving in the MarTech space for this year, 2024? Let's start with you, Anish.
Sure, Swati. So usually the business goals and strategy tend to be the drivers for tech adoption, right? So if you really look at it from a perspective of marketing business priorities that drive MarTech trends, I think there are three key priorities. Okay, so the number one out there is hyper-personalization at scale driven by AI, right? I mean, everybody's talking about AI, Gen AI. So AI-powered customer experience transformation manifesting as either real-time customer support, personalized marketing, and customer sentiment analysis. I think those are some of the top priority use cases. Gen AI, of course, is increasingly transforming the industry approach towards creative production, UI generation, workflows, and so on, right? If you look at what Everest has shared, you know, about 50% of marketeers had started experimenting with Gen AI in 2023. So the excitement revolves around exploring cutting edge AI, Gen AI, and then integrating it with the existing tool sets, right? So that's, you know, hyper personalization powered by AI. That's the number one trend. Number two trend, I think every client we talk to is asking us about this, right? Privacy centric marketing. So focus on first party data, consent management. How do you leverage CDP? So with third party cookies going away, there is an increased focus on data privacy compliance with GDPR, CCPA. So how do you do first party data collection, privacy first manner of storage? Sharing is now increasingly in focus, right? So there's like calls for CDP, SEO, consent management tools to be adopted, retirement of DMPs. Again, calling out Gartner's survey, right? I mean, Gartner survey of around 400 marketeers in 2023 finds that 60% of marketing leaders believe collecting customer data while balancing privacy and customer value will be the most challenging part in the coming year. So I think that's the second trend I would talk about. And then the third is something that we are actively pursuing as LTI Mindtree, engaging with our clients, and that's MarTech optimization, right? With companies having a very diverse MarTech landscape, you know, acquired over the years, could be through investments or acquisitions. How do they consolidate, rationalize the full MarTech stack? You know, specific pockets like CMS, MAP. So companies are looking at MarTech stacks to evaluate value, rationalize, consolidate, and again, you know, look back at how does that stack contribute to their business priorities. So driving maximum utilization of existing tools, utilizing newer capabilities of the existing stack, and adopting new ones where necessary. I think that's how our clients are looking at, and that's the number three trend in my opinion, that's MarTech optimization.
Franz, do you agree? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's very close to what Anish said, and it's based on the research we've done. We've been looking at trend watching articles like the top three predictions for 2022, 2024, what have you, for MarTech. And so far, we detected 89 different trends over the past 5 years. And one that we see on top all the time is personalization. So very close to what Anish says. And it's not only based on what we see in the trend watching reports. We also have a huge database with feature sets that we explore across 1,100 stacks and figure out what are those features most requested, most offered by vendors. It's personalization. So it's a kind of an ongoing struggle thing to elaborate and to do this personalization. And that's, yeah, by far the most important part. Personalization is not just like the more the better. It really depends on what type of brand you have. Some find personalization very intrusive if you're in a specific industry, like, I don't know, energy industry. You don't want to have hyper-personalized, like this is how you do it back home. That feels uncomfortable. So I think it's also a struggle of not only personalization, but the right level of personalization at the right time. And that's ongoing. So technology is helping, but also marketers themselves. I love what you said, Swati, in the beginning. It's not only masters of MarTech, masters of marketing. How do marketers cope with that? So that's the big one that stands out for many, many years, personalization. If you then cluster the 89 together, you will see that there are a couple of clusters that surface and rank really high. One is dealing with technology, and that means new technology, getting our arms around it, getting to grips with it, getting a benefit out of it, riding the hype cycle, I would say, because, of course, the big promise is it will solve everything. And after a couple of months, you're like, no, it doesn't. But what does it really do for me, for my business, for my client and customer experience? but also getting to grips and optimizing existing technology. So there's still a lot of current technology that needs to be optimized, tweaked, and that's also a big chunk in all those trends, which is very interesting with existing technologies, existing channels like voice, chat, and what have you. Those are around for a couple of years, but still we're getting to grips with it. And then I get to my third topic, which I think is the same as what Anish said. How do you manage all that? The existing technology, the new technology, and then make sure you get a personalized customer experience. How do you do that? So more and more we see that in the back end, we need to manage the MarTech stack. We need to do some kind of stack management. We have to manage licenses. We have to optimize it. We have to make sure that the right tools are used. And are we using everything or a bunch of features that really make a difference? That conversation is surfacing more and more.
Yep. Those are some great insights, Franz, Anish. And that brings me to the next question. How do you see companies responding to and gearing up for these shifts in marketing focus and eventually the MarTech landscape? Franz, what's your view on this?
Well, I must say, to Anish's point and the last point I made, so if we're trying to make MarTech work for us, we have to understand what we really need. We need to manage the stack. And if you look closely, in many client environments, I don't see an owner yet. There's no IT architect or MarTech architect or customer custodian, somebody who owns that part that says, okay, I don't care which department it touches, but it's touching the customer. So we have to make sure that somehow it is linked together. So that ownership is really missing. So if you go over to IT and you ask for an IT policy, how do we onboard, offboard software? Very often, I don't hear a real clear IT policy saying, okay, but these are the guardrails, comply with it. Also, second point of Anish, privacy. These are the legal boundaries that you have to adhere to. I don't hear that enough. So marketing is often lost. They swipe their own credit card, generate shadow IT, which is better adopted, but you know, not compliant. I see many stacks, you know, being developed by accident, not by design. And that's something I think really needs attention and will get more and more attention.
Right, right. Anish, do you agree? Do you have any insights regarding the demand signals around these topics that you see coming from the various clients of LTI Mindtree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, spot on, Franz. I think when we are engaging with our clients as well, we see that there are multiple stakeholders involved, and decision making is a challenge. But definitely there is a shift and an intent in terms of adoption of some of these newer technologies and consolidating their existing landscape so that, you know, they can invest in the right areas. So to give you an example, in terms of, you know, evolving interest in Gen AI use cases, we are already seeing many of LTI Mindtree clients investing in proof of concepts, pilot implementations. A few have kind of gone into production, but still early days, I would say. There's a big focus around customer service support and marketing creatives production. So those are the top two areas, I would say. And this is not limited to one industry. It's we are seeing it in financial services, where some of our clients are looking at assisted advisory solutions using Gen AI. We are looking at some of our large retail customers in US, Europe, as well as in India, where they are looking at how can we improve our customer service by leveraging Gen AI. So that's one clear adoption trend that we are seeing. And then there are quite a few requests for understanding the new ecosystem around third-party cookie deprecation and how do you get ready for it? How do you define your first-party data strategy? How do you increasingly adopt CDPs, data clean rooms? Again, a trend that is seen more in financial services, followed by retail and then others, right? Then another key way of figuring out, you know, how, where these investments are going is in terms of client asking about product evaluations. They are looking at the third party industry products like Adobe and others and asking us which product is best suited based on, you know, my business priorities and hence the underlying tech priorities. And that's where we are looking at, you know, whether it is Adobe CDP, how do you do customer journey analytics, and all of that, right? So overall, MarTech optimization, consolidation, selection of better tools, definitely a big focus. And we are increasingly seeing investments in that sector.
I couldn't agree more, Anish. This is indeed top of mind of most of the marketing leaders out there. And we've heard that during many client conversations that we've had around this. So what would you advise practitioners and marketers for the year ahead? You know, what specific areas should they focus on or improve to streamline their marketing efforts and ensure a smooth journey ahead? Franz, do you want to take this one first?
Yeah, I would like to elaborate on what Anish just said about first-party data strategy. I think with Cookieless, but also just understanding the customer better, getting to grips with data. I don't see a lot of marketers yet that really have a very strong focus on data because the client is talking to us through the data. It shows us when to switch off, switch on, like content, dislike content. And that, you know, really is a new talent that we have to, or skill that we have to develop. So the first party data strategy forces us to group and align our technology around the customer. So this stack management is really, really important. And how to get there, the different ways of getting there. What Anish just said about proof of concept, minimal viable products and those kind of things. I think that is the way forward to find out what works best. And I think this is where we'll find a kind of a paradigm shift where we move away from large implementations global for months or maybe even years, and then maybe get results rather than a lot of iterations in the same amount of time, but getting our learning curve a lot steeper. So I think that's a big change. So more iterative approach, quicker turnaround times, and figuring out what really works based on the data that we're exploring and based on the engagement we get with the clients.
Well said, Franz. Experimentation with a fail-fast mindset is indeed the way to go. Anish, any words of advice for our listeners?
I as we engage with our clients, one of the key things that we are observing and I would say is could be an advice is define your strategy first and then choose the technology and not vice versa. I think many people that we engage with start with a conversation around technology and they've still not thought of their strategy, which is what we are trying to correct. But I think that is the number one lesson. And yes, first party data is going to be become increasingly valuable. So think of multi-channel avenues for collecting and organizing your data plumbing. Gather only essential information, store and share in a manner compliant with privacy standards, and then seamlessly integrate with other sources so that you have a comprehensive view of the customer. I think that could be a mantra for the future.
Thanks. Thanks, Anish. And, these are some very useful nuggets of advice for our audience out there. All right. So moving a little away from this topic onto a slightly lighter note for our final question to you, Franz. You are a founder, an author, a consultant, a very busy man indeed. But what do you enjoy doing in your leisure time when you're not neck deep in everything MarTech?
Oh, that's a good question. I like hiking. I'm developing a hike myself. So along the coast and the North Sea and enjoying it a lot. So I have a blog post that I support and write every now and then. It gives me a bit of a bigger picture on where things are going at large scale. So I don't know. That's what I do in leisure time. But I must admit, every now and then I do some coding myself, playing around with tools. I think I made my hobby my job. and the other way around, maybe my job, my hobby.
Yes. That's absolutely amazing, Franz. I mean, it's great to hear this side about you also. And with that, we come to the end of this podcast. Thank you, Franz. Thank you, Anish, for this insightful discussion. It was lovely podcasting with you both. And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us today. Remember, as the marketing landscape evolves, so does the technology. So stay curious, stay innovative, and keep thriving in the dynamic world of MarTech. Until next time, happy marketing. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes where we'll dive deeper and explore emerging trends in MarTech and their impact on the various industries and domains. Let us know how you like this episode featured in our brand new podcast series, Master Your MarTech, by liking, reposting, and commenting on our social handles. We'd love to hear from you. Take care. We'll catch up with you soon on our next episode.